Meet the bioscientist hoping to make extinction go extinct. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. More than 99% of all species that have ever lived on Earth are now extinct. And we humans certainly have something to do with that. There is, though, an entire scientific discipline devoted to bringing species back. If you're picturing those cloning scenes from Jurassic Park right now, I get it. But de-extinction, as it's known, is not quite that. Beth Shapiro is the chief science officer at Colossal Biosciences, a bioengineering startup working on de-extinction. And no, there will be no dinosaurs brought back for now. Here's how she describes her work.
Instead of cloning, what we're actually doing are taking living cells of animals that are still alive and using the tools of genome engineering to tweak bits and pieces of those genomes to make them more similar to those extinct species. So the definition of de-extinction that Colossal like to use is not to resurrect something that is 100% identical to a species that used to be here, but instead to resurrect those core phenotypes that made those species unique. In the case of the dodo, for example, we start with the genome of a Nicobar pigeon, which is the closest living relative of a dodo. What we want to do then is identify the parts of the genome where the dodo and the Nicobar pigeon are different from each other, and then engineer that Nicobar pigeon genome to have those core dodo genotypes, which will then translate into a pigeon that looks and acts more like a dodo than like a Nicobar pigeon.
Got it. And so in addition to the dodo, the company is also doing this de-extinctifying, I'm just making up that word, the woolly mammoth as well as the Tasmanian tiger. Why those three species?
The reason that I like the choice of these three different species as targets for Colossal is we know that there will be different technical challenges associated with any species that's chosen for de-extinction. And here we have a marsupial, a placental mammal, and a bird. And the technical innovations that will be necessary to take the tools that we have and tweak them so that we can use them on these species will be immediately translatable to conservation of species that are not extinct, but are perhaps in danger of becoming extinct. So birds, for example, there really isn't any way right now to modify the genomes of many different species of birds. We know a little bit about how to work with chickens, but everything else, we kind of don't know how we would modify. And yet birds are among the most endangered species globally. So if we can develop new technologies that will help us to be able to edit DNA sequences of birds, we could translate this to perhaps coming up with ways to save Hawaiian honeycreepers from becoming extinct because of introduced avian malaria. And something that Colossal has done has repeatedly said that any tools that are developed toward de-extinction will be made available for conservation for free.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point about one of the subsets being birds and the use of the dodo, that's an interesting choice, given that the dodo is almost synonymous in our culture with the notion of extinction.
I think it's a great choice because of that. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could take that example and rather than it have it be synonymous with something terrible that people have done, change the reputation of the dodo to becoming synonymous with something amazing that we can do with the new tools and technologies that people have developed over the course of the last few decades?
We'll be right back. You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Beth Shapiro at Colossal Biosciences. What about, you know, this idea of conservation being such a driver of this technology? Do you worry at all that this takes the burden off of people to protect species before it's too late?
Not at all. I mean, unfortunately, I think most people don't really think about the extinction crisis and as much as it doesn't actually affect them personally. And that suggestion, it kind of hints that people who do care will all of a sudden stop caring because there's some futuristic technology that's out there that might save us and right our wrongs. I don't think these technologies should replace the traditional approaches to conservation that people have been working on and developing and implementing over the last several decades. But I do think that we should be growing the number of approaches that we have at our fingertips to be able to protect species and ecosystems.
Yeah. Well, it sounds really exciting. To someone who is new to this topic, how would you explain why you are doing this, why Colossal has gotten so immersed in trying to bring some of these extinct species back?
Starting with DNA sequences and eventually ending up with a living animal that actually contains some genetically modified traits that we figured out that we wanted those animals to express, this includes solving many of the hardest problems in biology right now. Not just how do we manipulate these cells, how do we get a whole bunch of edits into a genome, how do we choose the right edits to put into those genomes, all of these things are hard. And I love this. I am so excited to be absolutely engaged in trying to do this and in making this possible and taking the technologies that are just there at our fingertips and really tweaking them, fine-tuning them so that they can be applied to solving some of these conservation challenges that we have today. Conservation is not a zero-sum game. We need every tool at our disposal, and this is an opportunity to excite people, to bring in new money, to engage more members of the public. I mean, even the discussions that aren't super positive about Colossal and about de-extinction mean that we're engaging people who otherwise wouldn't have thought about this. And that is a win. It's a win for biodiversity. It's a win for humanity. And I'm all for it.
That was Beth Shapiro at Colossal Biosciences. As you heard from Beth, the dodo bird is not the only now extinct animal that Colossal Biosciences is working to bring back. The company's gotten a lot of attention in recent years for its woolly mammoth project, which first launched back in 2021. Earlier this spring, scientists working to revive the lost species announced a breakthrough in genetic engineering. They say they've successfully reprogrammed Asian elephant cells into an embryo-like state, which can give rise to every cell type. The lab says the discovery opens up a path to creating reproductive cells from elephants in the lab rather than having to take tissue samples from living elephants. Hard to do given that they're endangered. And finally, the elephant, or shall we say, the mammoth in the room, the Jurassic Park movies. If you're going to do this work, fielding questions about that comes with the territory. As Wired's Matt Reynolds points out, despite years of shrugging off the comparisons, Colossal is actually bringing in a former Hollywood executive involved in titles like Pacific Rim, Godzilla, and yes, Jurassic World. She'll manage marketing as the company plans a documentary series that will follow its work. Air date on that is TBD. We have links to all of that on our website, marketplacetech.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.